The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. Follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Great stuff there from Tony Paul. I don't know if we told him that. That was great stuff. Very good stuff. Very long-witted. Great information. People that can talk so we don't have to talk, absolutely fantastic.
My favorite kind of guest.
We'll have your final four picks for you in a couple of minutes. But Scott, I want to talk a little fantasy baseball here. And the reason being, I am taking part in my first ever fantasy baseball draft this year. I've never played fantasy baseball before. I've always been a fantasy football fan, but I'm going to try it this year. You've invited me to be in your guys' league. And I am so terrified that I'm going to draft the equivalent of a tight end in the first round. And everybody's going to giggle at me. And so I need some pointers, and maybe some listeners out there need some pointers too. What do I do? What do I not do in order to not look like an idiot? I don't care if I get last place because my team's just not that good. I don't want to get last place because I drafted four closers and didn't realize I wasn't supposed to do that.
Well, see, I think Tim Dirkus gave you bad information there. You want closer, back end of the rotation type guys.
I might have to call him and ask him what I should do. I might have to call him after every pick and be like, Tim, all right, so this is what happened. And I'd be like, really? You're calling me again? Stop it. No, seriously. Hang on a second, though, because this is what has happened since the last time I talked to you.
Yeah, exactly. Really, it's tough
what
to
What is strategy?
Say...
Okay, what talk okay, yes. strategy fantasy yes. baseball for those who don't understand, myself included.
And we're playing just a simple 10-team mixed league, so every player in the whole Major League Baseball is available. Standard scoring, no keepers, just regular season.
Okay.
And so really, you have the five categories. In hitting's more important. You have to fill your positions because you just have general pitchers. It's not like where it's third base, you have basically three, four guys, or second where you have two guys that you're comfortable with going. So that's really where you want to fill it up first. First base is pretty deep, so you can wait until at least your second pick to take. I mean, obviously, Pujols is going to be gone. You'd expect.
So you're telling me I should wait till the second round to get Pujols? Is that what you're telling me?
No, unless you have the first overall pick. He's not going to be there. We're playing with a lot of guys from Michigan, so Cabrera will probably go a little earlier. It depends on the style. You can get a feel. Like, there's not a hard set rule. Because I agree with Tim Dirkus from MLB Trade Rumors. Wait on closers. But if you see 10th round, closers start going off the board, you have to take them.
What about like pitchers? Like, not closers, but like starting pitchers. Would you draft one in the first round, or would you stay away from that and it should be field players?
I personally would not draft a pitcher, especially this year, because even as dominating as Roy Halladay is, I think you can get comparable stats to him 3-4 rounds later. Okay. Because, I mean, you can say Felix Hernandez would probably go up high, but you can wait. I mean, Tim Lincecum will be there. Verlander's going to have a great year, I think. Baldo Jimenez. I mean, you can get other guys to fill in later, whereas, like I said, shortstop, second base, third base, and, I mean, those just aren't there. And you're going to want to look for power. And if you can get power from a spot outside of first base, that's going to be huge because it's just not there this year.
Okay, I'm going to give you some names of players, and I want you to tell me which one is worth more, which one you would draft first, and why you would draft them first. Miguel Cabrera or Hanley Ramirez?
Hanley Ramirez.
Why?
Shortstop. There's just nobody. After Troy Tulowitzki is the next guy. After that, you're looking Derek Jeter, and that's just not a situation you want to be in, whereas you could take Votto, you could take Gonzalez, Fielder. The list goes on for first.
Robinson Cano or Kevin Youkilis?
That one's a little tougher. Second base is so shallow, especially now that Chase Utley is probably going to be out. I would take Cano, I think, but that's really tough. Either one I'm fine with because Youkilis is eligible for first and third base.
Carl Crawford or Adam? No, I don't want to say that. That's a stupid question. I'm trying to think of another player. Who's a player that's
Carlos Gonzalez.
All right.
Those two. That is basically personal preference. I would say Crawford because he's going to a better lineup and he has the track record more. Cargo had a great year last year, but he came out of absolutely nowhere to do it. Both 5-tool players, going to get you stats all the way across the board.
Final one, Ichiro or Troy Tulowitzki?
That's where you're going to get laughed at.
That's what I'm saying. This is the kind of yes. stuff I'm trying to avoid.
Ichiro is very, very low value.
Why?
Because
he's a great player. I'd want him.
All he gives you is average, which average, it's not. That's not affected as much with the whole lineup. And the steals, I mean, you can find other guys for steals if you have to, and usually that's kind of the throwaway category. Steals are the equivalent to really saves. In the pitching, it was just one out of the five. And
okay.
So people will.
See, this is why I'm asking these yeah. questions and because
Tulowitzki,
I would do that. I would yep. sit there and go, well, if I was a real baseball manager, I'd want
exactly.
Ichiro any day of the
exactly.
week.
Exactly. Whereas he doesn't have, because he's not going to hit you home runs. He's not going to do, I mean, he's not going to give you RBIs at all. He won't score 100 runs anymore, whereas Tulowitzki is supposed to be up high at all.
So
categories.
I shouldn't play like small ball. With my roster,
no,
is what you're telling
no,
me.
No, you want the big hitters. You want all offense.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let's get our final four picks in here real quick before we got to go. First game on the slate today, Butler versus Florida. Who you got?
Oh, my gosh. We've been so awful in all of our picks.
But everybody has, so I'm not even worried about it.
Oh, my heart is telling me Butler because I want to see them go back. But I hate Florida. But I'll take Florida still.
I didn't buy Florida coming into the tournament, but I buy him now. I think they look very, very good. I think they're running on all cylinders. And as good as Butler's been, I think there are a little bit of a talent gap with Florida. I'm going to go with Florida as well. Arizona versus Connecticut. I think the most interesting game of the entire Elite Eight. The second game today, who do you got?
That one is so tough.
I know.
I can tell you one thing, I'm going to be sitting down and watching that for sure. That's one that I'm not going to miss. Oh, because I've been such a fan of Kemba Walker all year, but let me tell you, Derek Williams, I think I might switch buses there. Jump from Kemba to Williams. I think I'll take Arizona.
Arizona, for 20 minutes, looked like the best team in the country. They looked absolutely fantastic. Here's the problem. That was 20 minutes.
Well, when Williams scores 25 points in the first half, and then they come out, he scored, what, 8 in the second half?
I think he had 32 points total in the game.
Yeah.
I think he had 32 and 13 boards, I want to say.
And then they went on that run and just ran away from Duke, and he didn't really do too much offensively. Not nearly as much as he did in the first half, for sure.
I'm jumping on the Connecticut bandwagon. I think they're hot. I think they're going to stay hot. I love Kemba Walker. I'm going UConn. Tomorrow, Kansas versus VCU. I mean, do we really have to pick this one?
No
offense to VCU. I'm going with Kansas. Kentucky versus North Carolina.
I am going to stick to my guns and go North Carolina.
I'm going to stick to my guns and say North Carolina is not going to make the Final Four. I think that Brandon Knight finally gets his game going.
He's gone every other game.
an entire 40 minutes, and Kentucky will beat North Carolina, and Calipari will get back to the Final Four. We appreciate our guests. Tony Paul, Detroit News, was with us, as well as Tim Durkas from MLPTradeRumors.com. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the games. It's a lot of good action. It's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.